We understand that in other parts of central Wisconsin, we do have a line of showers and thunderstorms, hoping that that's still a half hour or so away and that we will continue to get our game in. It's been overcast and threatening, but dry so far. 0-1 pitch, Cocker fouls that off the plate. He's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Cody Cocker is awaiting an 0-2 pitch from Colton Zahadra. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch just missed. Our home plate umpire flinched like he was about to ring up Cody Cocker and then decided against it. 1-2. And, of course, the Evergreens probably unaware of the impending bad weather. If they knew, they would want to speed up the pace and play quickly here. Off-speed pitch, Cocker fouls it back. Again, the race that we are in is to get through the top half of the fifth inning. Then we would have an official ballgame. Cody Cocker, left-handed batter, waiting on Zahadra's 1-2 pitch, and that's down low, two balls and two strikes. Just hearing in the back of our press box here, should Mother Nature not allow us here, both teams have a free game tomorrow. So we would spend more quality time with you right here on Fox Sports Radio to finish up this ballgame. Pitches inside, three balls, two strikes. Those are always weird situations to try and be avoided wherever you can when you pick up a game in progress. Got to remember who's been in, who's been out, what the batting order is like, and then, of course, you have to go through all the warm-ups of a game when you may only be playing, one or two innings to finish things out. 3-2 pitch, and Cody Cocker has walked. Pitch missed inside. That is the first walk that Colton Zahadra has allowed. Michael Plaza to bat now. What a game Plaza's had. A triple and a single. His single brought in a run. So Michael Plaza 2-for-2. Already batting above the 400 mark at the start of play today. He bats with none out and a runner on first base. They play a little in at third base. Plaza's first ball swinging popped up in foul territory behind home plate and out of play. A lot of room behind home plate here at Simon Field. We've talked about if there was ever a time that this field was going to be resurfaced or reconfigured. You could make a big trade-off for the pitchers. It's a pitcher's ballpark in the sense that there's so much room down the first and third base lines in foul territory. Pitchers can get a lot of cheap outs there. The trade-off for pitchers on wild pitches or pass balls, there is so much room behind home plate to the backstop that on wild pitches or pass balls, runners are going to move up one or sometimes two bases. And anyone from third base would score with how much extra room there is there. So if you were to shrink foul territory, there'd be fewer foul outs, but there'd be fewer wild pitches. This is a pop-up in foul territory, and it will be in play. First baseman calling and catching. J.C. Kressel has just retired Michael Plaza for the first time in the ballgame. Plaza still 2-for-3 and has looked like a tough, tough customer at the plate. Michael Plaza continues to have, well, really one of the best offensive seasons that we've seen for the Evergreens in a while. Wyatt Brown here. Brown hit a sacrifice fly that looked like it was going to score Michael Plaza back in the first inning. Plaza was called out on appeal for leaving from third base early. That cost Wyatt Brown an 0-for-1. Brown has been hit by a pitch. First ball hitting here popped up down the right field line. This is a long run for the right fielder in foul ground and can't catch up with it. Devin Zahadra ran all the way from right center all the way over to the right field foul line and couldn't quite catch up with a pop fly that seemed like it was in the air forever. And instead it fell in foul territory. No balls, one strike. Evergreen's up 7-1, and we are playing the bottom of the fourth inning. It's one out and a runner on first base. And after the long foul ball, Wyatt Brown is waiting on the 0-1 pitch from Colton Zahadra, who now comes set and throws over to first base. And, of course, the game within the game that many of our players or coaches may not even be aware of is the Evergreens would like to speed up the pace of play in case this line of rain and thunderstorms comes through, and Marshfield would like to take their sweet old time. 0-1 pitch, there's a swing and a miss. Wyatt Brown swings through a fastball. It's no balls and two strikes. Today's DC Everest broadcast is brought to you by Mallory Ann Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. Wyatt Brown has cut down on his strikeouts a lot from earlier in the season. He's done a better job putting the ball in play. That's one of the reasons why he's moved up in the batting order from earlier in the week. He's waiting on an 0-2 pitch here, slide step pitch, and that's down low. And, of course, when Wyatt Brown gets on, all kinds of trouble because of his speed. Again, our home plate umpire for a moment looked like he was going to call that low pitch strike three and decided against raising that right hand indicating the strikeout. One ball and two strikes. And Colton Zahadra checks that runner at first. And now he's ready to deliver to Wyatt Brown. Runner is going. Pitches down low for a ball. Throw to second, and they got him. Cody Cocker is cut down trying to steal. So now there are two outs, and Wyatt Brown will come back in to face a 2-2 pitch. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's a ground ball down the third baseline, just foul. Home plate umpire handles that call with our infield umpire in position A behind first base. And that ball looked like it almost went over the bag, but just a little bit wide of third. So instead, it's two balls and two strikes. Here comes the sixth pitch in this at-bat to Wyatt Brown. And for Wyatt, who gets his hacks in, seeing that many pitches in a sequence is a lot for him. 2-2, there's no one on. Bouncing ball again, foul down the third base line. Wyatt can't quite get it straightened out. Evergreens Baseball, brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, helping us bury a three-game losing streak and a proud supporter of DC Everest Sports. 2-2 pitch. That's down low, three balls and two strikes. Comedy in our broadcast is an underappreciated art. Wyatt Brown has worked the count to 3-2 with two outs and no one on. Evergreen's out hitting Marshfield 8-2. That's a nice change from the last game we've seen. Wyatt Brown out in front there, swings and fouled that one off. Just barely got a piece to stay alive. I thought for a moment that Wyatt Brown was a strikeout victim. Nope, you'll see another pitch in this at-bat. So this is becoming a little bit of a battle between pitcher and batter. Colton Zahadra about to deliver another 3-2 pitch, and that's bounced back to the mound. Zahadra had trouble getting off, has to barehand it, and gets Wyatt Brown, despite his speed, by half a step. The Evergreens have a runner thrown out on the bases and send only the minimum to the plate. At the end of four innings complete, it's DC Everest 7, Marshfield 1 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
A light rain has started to fall at Simon Field. I see a few umbrellas going up among our spectators behind home plate. If the Evergreens can get three outs here in the top of the fifth inning, we will have an official ballgame. And the Evergreens, you would imagine, are going to want to get a quick inning for Brady Burrell. And then hopefully the Evergreens would be able to get the win one way or another, weather or not. Just a light rain falling now, but it's expected to get heavier. Devin Zahadra to lead off. He's the number eight man in the Marshfield batting order, and the pitch from Brady Burrell is down low. You would think that we would want Brady Burrell to work quickly here. Pitch here is popped up down the first base line. Maybe room over here for Josh Merchant. Nope, goes into the screen. One ball and one strike. Again, in high school baseball, we have to get through the fifth inning for the game to be official. So if Marshfield gets their at-bat complete, we would have an official game. If we do not get this half inning in before the rain begins coming down heavier, this game would be continued on Friday, which is an off day for both teams. One ball, one strike. Pitch there is just outside. It's two balls and one strike. Two-one pitch coming from Brady Burrell, and Burrell misses up high. It's three balls and one strike. Again, Burrell has retired his last six batters. And in fact, going back to the second inning, he's retired nine of the last ten that he's faced. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and here's a line drive to center field. Drops in front of Wyatt Brown for a leadoff single for Devin Zahadra.
And that is the third time, even though Marshfield only has three hits in the ballgame, all three of those hits have been leadoff hits. Two of them belong to Caleb Alexander, who has a single and a triple. In fact, Alexander awaits in the on-deck circle. None out and a runner on first base. Evergreens lead 7-1. We're also watching the radar, and Brady Burrell throws over to first base. Of course, Brady Burrell does not have the pocket Doppler radar out at the mound with him. If he did, he would know that he would want to be throwing towards home here. Burrell with that sidestep delivery that's over for strike one. Pickoff throw from the catcher down to first base. And Devin Zahadra is back safely. Cameron Swanson is the batter. Swanson struck out his first time up. Burrell is just shaking off his catcher here. And now comes set, throws over to first base. Zahadra dives back safely. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Runner's got a big lead there, swing and a miss. Another throw back to first, almost got him. Just getting back in ahead of catcher Mason Hagenbusher's throw was Devin Zahadra. Back at the plate, Brady Burrell is ahead of Cameron Swanson, no balls and two strikes. Assuming we get an official game here, the Evergreens will not play again until Tuesday, back at Simon Field, completing four straight home games against Stevens Point. Pitches up high, one ball and two strikes. Caleb Alexander awaits on deck. Evergreens would love nothing more than a double play here and have Alexander coming up with the bases empty. Throw over to first, runners back. Cody Cocker plays in a little bit at third base. Second baseman and shortstop back at double play depth. And first baseman Josh Merchant is holding the runner on here. Pitch here, outside corner. That's a nice pitch from Brady Burrell. Took something off there and got Cameron Swanson looking. Brady Burrell's fifth strikeout. And that's a nice piece of pitching. And here comes the dangerous Caleb Alexander. Obviously, Dalton Varsho's hitting exploits are well known, but so far it's been Caleb Alexander who's been the hot man at the plate for the Tigers. And now we've got time called here. Caleb Alexander, the batter, stepping out, thinking that Brady Burrell was taking a little too long. One out, one on. Evergreens with a six-run lead. Brady Burrell's pitch took something off, drops it in for a strike. Because I think both of Alexander's hits were fastballs. So Brady Burrell may be willing to try a different approach here. Evergreens with two runs in the first, five more in the second. Looking again at our fans behind the plate, it's just a light rain that's falling now. Some have the umbrellas up, some don't. It's just sprinkles. We'll play through this for the time being. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. It's a wild pitch. Goes all the way back to the screen, and advancing to second base is Devin Zahadra. He'll go no further than that. Brady Burrell's second wild pitch of the ball game. Puts another runner in scoring position. And again, Caleb Alexander, a hit to the outfield, probably scores a run here for the Tigers. You can just tell by looking at the area around home plate, it's a little muddy there. We cleaned up our infield before the game. Coach Dave Langbin doing grounds crew duties, out with a little bit of diamond dry. Off-speed pitches bounced to short. Alex Kell fields it, going to have to hurry. Long throw, got him by a step. Alex Kell with a nifty play there and a good strong throw from deep in the hole to get Caleb Alexander. So it's the first time that Alexander has been retired. Runner advances to third on the ground out, but more important for the Evergreens, there are two outs. Sam Klein bats for the Tigers, 0 for 2. Klein, the left-handed batter, has grounded out in both of his plate appearances, once to third and once to second. You'll need a hit to pick up the runner at third base here. Marshfield has not done a good job hitting with runners in scoring position. In fact, I'm totaling it up here. The Marshfield Tigers are 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position. They left the bases loaded and did not score back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Popped up in foul territory. Is there room there down the third baseline for Cocker? Nope. Out of play. A ball and a strike to Sam Klein. Mentioned earlier, this Marshfield Tiger team already pretty good. They're 8-4 overall. A lot of juniors on the roster. And Stevens Point, the first place team, will graduate a lot of seniors at the end of this. Off-speed pitch is fouled at the plate. It's one ball and two strikes. Marshfield, if they have enough pitching from one year to the next, will contend for first place next year. They've got a pretty good team so far this year, even though this game has not really gone their way. Evergreens lead 7-1 as we play the top of the fifth inning. 1-2 pitch with two outs, one strike away from having an official game, and it's fouled back. Evergreens baseball is sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Baseman's on Wausau's west side for all of your hunting needs. And Brady Burrell stares in at catcher Mason Hagenbusher with that runner at third. Like to strand him there. 1-2 pitch, off-speed pitch. Kind of looked like that dropped through the strike zone, but it didn't. It's a ball, 2-2. Say it was a little low, a little inside. Catcher Hagenbusher tried to frame up that pitch for our home plate umpire. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Brady Burrell with a long look over that runner at third. Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Marshfield puts a runner on third base but fails to bring him home at the end of 4.5. D.C. Everest 7, Marshfield 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Defensive change for Marshfield. Zach Gilbertson will come in for J.C. Kresselt to play first base. He'll bat in the number five spot should he get a chance to bat. In fact, he would be scheduled to bat third in the top of the sixth inning, assuming Mother Nature allows us to get that far. See just a little bit of light rain continuing to fall here at Simon Field on what has been an overcast day from the time we began this ball game. Brady Burrell, who's in line to be the winning pitcher for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, is going to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. And Brady Burrell staked to a 7-1 lead. And Brady Burrell, I think, is kind of his best game at the plate. Singled and lined out to first base, so by all rights, Brady Burrell could be 2-for-2. And I'm looking out our window. A steadier rain is falling now. And Brady Burrell, his first pitch swinging, pops it up to the pitcher. Calling and catching is Colton Zahadra. And Brady Burrell, one pitch, one out.
Number 32, Sean Lutke.
Yep, only our hardiest fans are staying out here without umbrellas or without seeking a little bit of shelter. And, of course, lots of friends with us up here in the press box when it rains. Everybody knows somebody when the weather's not so good. Coming in to bat now for the Evergreens is Sean Lutke, ball one inside. Lutke in the ball game has singled and has skied out to center field. Colton Zahadra is working his fifth inning, and Lutke swings and misses. It's one ball and one strike. Some fans are retreating to their cars now, and of course when they do, they'll turn on our Fox Sports Radio broadcast, something that we encourage. Pitches up high, two balls and one strike. If someone's going out to the parking lot, we'd appreciate if you check that our Fox Sports Radio vehicle has its windows up. Give us the high sign. If it's not, we'll run down in between innings. Pitches up high, it's three balls and a strike now as Sean Lutke has worked ahead in the count. Colton Zahadra has given up seven runs. He's hit a batter, although that batter did not come around to score. One of the runs is not earned. Here's a line drive down the right field line, but it is hooking into the corner, and it is foul. And it just barely missed our fan's scooter. Dalton Varsho had that long foul ball to right field, and our two fans, one on a scooter and one on a lawn chair, retrieved it well beyond the home run mark. The rain now is coming down very heavily. Not clear how much longer we're going to play through this. Foul ball here, three balls and two strikes. What was a drizzle 15 minutes or so now is now, well, it's not windy, but it's a steady and a heavier rain now. We are playing the bottom of the fifth. No one's on, one out. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Sean Lutke. Off-speed pitch, bounced to short. Fielded there by Trevor Schrenke, long throw, and pulled his runner off the bag, safe. Going to be a throwing error on the shortstop there. It is Marshfield's fourth error. And really, for the first time all season, we've seen another team's defense fail them more than the Evergreens' defense has. Four errors against the Tigers in this ball game, and the Evergreens have played errorless baseball. Here's Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford, congratulations, first hit of the baseball season earlier in the ballgame. No time to get another one like right now. Sean Lutke's at first base, and the throw over there, he gets back safely. Rain falling, and our umpire's letting us play on here in the bottom of the fifth. Evergreens up 7-1. Colton Zahadra takes a look over at that runner at first base. Pretty big lead over there for Sean Lutke. And here's the pitch. It's popped up on the infield. Second baseman takes a step in. That's Sam Klein calling.
Josh Merchant get hot at the plate, too. Merchant reached on an error and grounded out to the pitcher. And that error was something, too, that was chopped out of the infield down the third base line. Josh Merchant for the season, 2 of 18 now. First pitch is a ball. Throw over to first base, and the runner is back. Playing through the rain here at D.C. Everest. looking out at the roof of the dugout, and it looks like it's getting a little wet here. Merchant waits the Hondra's 1-0 pitch, and here's a fly ball to left field. Left fielder's got him played just about perfectly. Matt Meyer makes the catch, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens, for the third inning in a row, do not score. They leave a runner at first base. Five innings complete. It's D.C. Everest 7 and Marshfield 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
May is American Stroke Month. Stroke is the nation's fourth death and a leading cause of adult disability. Yet with new therapies, many strokes can be effectively treated when detected early. Symptoms occur suddenly and may include numbness or weakness in the face, arm or leg, especially on one side of the body. Other warning signs include intense headache, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, trouble speaking, and sudden vision changes in one or both eyes. Treatment is usually most effective within 3 hours of symptom onset. Medical imaging is often performed in the initial evaluation and the treatment of patients with stroke. Image-guided treatment can result in complete or near-complete recovery from the effects of stroke. Remember, stroke is treatable when recognized quickly. Know the symptoms and seek emergency medical help immediately when you see the signs. For information on stroke risks, symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment, visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder is from the Radiological Society of North America.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
You see, when it's raining and you have a lead, everyone's got a sense of humor. I'm told that the Fox Sports Radio vehicle's windows are closed, but the sunroof is open. And, of course, we don't believe that for a moment. Dalton Varsho, 1-0. Yes, I understand that. It's up on cinder blocks at this point in the game. We played some games in bad neighborhoods over the course of the season. Pitch to Varsho is up high. It's one ball and no strikes. We're used to having an audience on the radio. We're working in front of a live audience today. Varsho skies this one to right field. The ballpark is going to hold it, though. He got under it. And Sean Lutke makes the catch a step or two in front of the warning track, and Dalton Varsho is a long out to lead off the top of the sixth inning. Well, you know what? With the way this game is progressing, Dalton Varsho may not get another at-bat, and hats off to Brady Burrell. He will have kept Varsho 0-for-2, allowing him to reach only on a walk back in the first inning. So in that battle between pitcher and batter, Brady Burrell gets that in-game win over Dalton Varsho. And here comes Jack Donahue. Donahue swings and misses at strike one. I'm sorry, check that. That's a ball. Ball inside. One ball, no strikes. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by our new website, everythingevergreens.com. Come out to the game. Get your camera or cell phone wet and post your pictures at hashtag DC Everest. Share them with all of our Fox Sports Radio and Internet fans at everythingevergreens.com. It's also where we have our photo galleries, our Daily Evergreens blog, and all of our play-by-play podcasts. Can relive the 7-1 victories at your leisure. Pitch there is up high, two balls and no strikes. Brady Burrell has issued two walks. And in what's been a pretty solid pitching performance, Brady Burrell has struck out five in the ballgame. Pitch there is a strike, three balls and one strike. Evergreens out hitting Marshfield 8-3. And the Evergreens are well on their way to handing Marshfield a third conference loss. Off-speed pitch from Brady Burrell. Nice way to battle back there. Finds the inside corner, three balls, two strikes. Again, Brady Burrell threw the off-speed pitch there for a strike. He's having a good game. When he can throw that second pitch for a strike, huge advantage. Here comes his payoff pitch, 3-2, walked him outside. A one-out base runner for the Marshfield Tigers as Jack Donahue, the designated hitter, reaches. Jake Kresselt, who started the game at first base, is no longer in. Jack Gilbertson, who came in as a defensive replacement, is about to take his first at-bat with one out and a runner on first. If anything, our rain may have lightened up a bit in the last few minutes. Gilbertson swings and misses, strike one. So maybe we will get in this game in its entirety. Again, we already have enough play in for this to be an official game should the weather stop it. And right now, it looks like we're going to play through this. Pitch to Gilbertson. That one misses down low. It's one ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into a car loan. step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. So if the Evergreens pull out the win here, they'll have a couple of days to enjoy it. They won't be in action again until Tuesday. Out in front there, Gilbertson swings and misses, one ball and two strikes. This is the only game on Fox Sports Radio today. The Wausau East Lumberjacks, after a disappointing loss to Rhinelander, are off today. That game ended in the seventh inning. Wausau East had the tying run at third base when the final out was made. The Hodags played only their third game of the season in that win yesterday over Wausau East. Now check that game on Tuesday. Outside corner, strike three, Zach Gilbertson is retired. I have miscounted Brady Burrell's strikeouts. He has 8 strikeouts in this ballgame. On my count, that would have been his 7th. Nope, 8 strikeouts for Brady Burrell. That's a season high. Burrell came into this game with a 3-1 record, and that one loss, the loss that he took to Stevens Point, was a 1-0 loss where his team was no hit. Burrell was no decision in Monday's big comeback game for Wausau West. Trevor Schwetke, the shortstop, is taking his turn at bat now, and the pitch is outside, ball one. It's the top of the sixth inning. Marshfield has a runner on with 2 outs, and the Evergreens have a 7-1 lead here. And here comes the 1-0 pitch, ground ball up the middle, and that gets right through for a base hit. It was the pitcher, Brady Burrell, who had the best chance of stopping that, and he couldn't get his glove down. And once it got by Burrell, it went right over the bag at second and into center field, a 2-out single for Trevor Schwetke. That is only Marshfield's 4th hit of the ballgame. It moves the runner over to second base, and now with 2 outs, there are 2 men on. This would have been Mitch Zillman's turn in the batting order. Zillman is out of the ballgame, and batting for Marshfield is Matt Meyer. Meyer came in to play left field. So this spot in the batting order is 0 for 2, but those are Zillman's at-bats, and this is Meyer's first time at the plate here with 2 outs. Evergreens out hitting Marshfield 8-4 today. So we continue to play in what now is kind of an off-and-on light rain. And here's a line drive to center field, but Wyatt Brown is right there. Brown catches it and brings the inning to a close. Meyer hit it on a line, but hit it right at the Everest center fielder. The bottom of the sixth inning is coming up next, and the D.C. Everest Evergreens will be sending 9-1-2 in their batting order to the plate. Our score, the Evergreens 7, Marshfield 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com. If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
We are Fox Sports!
Raining at Simon Field. Evergreens coach Matt Langvin continues to use the diamond drive budget, spreading out some of the absorbent around the pitcher's mound, and now we're going to spread out some around home plate. We're going to have a brief delay before we get the bottom of the sixth inning on. As it has been raining, it's a little muddy there in the field. And we're putting some of that diamond dry at 25 or 30 bucks a bag around home plate, around the right-handed batter's box, and in the catcher's area. Dylan Butke will come on to be the new Marshfield pitcher in relief of Colton Zahantra. Coach Langvin, a legendary groundskeeper when he's not coaching this team, is doing his work now with the rake and the diamond dry in the area behind home plate. Going to give you our final line in just a moment on pitcher Colton Zahantra. right now is on the short end of this 7-1 game. And should the score not change, Holton Zahadra would be in line to take the loss. Zahadra worked 5 innings. He allowed 8 hits and gave up 7 runs. Of those 7 runs, 6 are earned. No strikeouts and 1 walk. And there was a balk that was assessed against Zahadra, which allowed one of the runs to score. Dylan Butkey is a right-hander. He's a sophomore, and now that our groundskeeping work around home plate is complete, he's ready to complete his warm-up tosses. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning, so it is likely, I mean, if the rain doesn't get any heavier, we are probably going to play this game out to its conclusion. Alex Kell, who is 2-for-2 in the ballgame, is awaiting his opportunity. And as Butkey completed his final pitch, you know, the catcher then usually throws the ball down to second base, the wet ball slipped out of the hand of Alden Barker. Here comes Alex Kell, the bat at the bottom of the 6th, against Dylan Butkey. Looking ahead to Marshfield's half at the top of the 7th, which would be their last at-bat. Devin Zahadra, Cameron Swanson, and Caleb Alexander to bat. And combined, they are 4-for-7 in the ballgame. Pitches a ball to Alex Kell from the new pitcher, Dylan Butkey. Butkey looks like he has pretty good velocity. Here comes his pitch. Kind of a slinging sidearm motion, and this one's popped up on the infield. Who's going to get it? Third baseman coming in near the pitcher's mound, Cameron Swanson, makes the catch. And there is the first out. Yeah, Dylan Butkey is almost a straight sidearm. Mason Hagenbusher to bat. And Butkey is kind of fussing a little bit with the mound, like he's not exactly happy with his landing area. And the mound's kind of muddy still, took a little bit of diamond dry. Underhand delivery, slow roller to second. They're going to have to hurry to get Mason Hagenbusher play it first. Got him by a step. Sam Klein had to get that slow roller out of his glove and over to first base quickly, and he did. 2 up and 2 down, as Mason Hagenbusher will likely finish his afternoon 1-of-3. Cody Cocker reached on an error, walked, and lined out. His line out to first base was the hardest hit ball that he's hit today. First baseman reached out and robbed him of a hit. He'll bat here against the sidearm, kind of half underhand delivery. Butkey's pitch is on the outside corner. That's a strike. This is probably the most unusual delivery that the Evergreens batters will see all season. And D.C. Evers 3 outs away from breaking this losing streak. Here's a slow roll into third. Gets right through the glove of Cameron Swanson. That's going to be an error on the third baseman. It will be the 5th error committed by the Tigers today as Cody Cocker reaches on a miscue on the left side of the infield. And here comes Michael Plaza. Just pure stats-wise, batting average, Plaza the number 2 hitter in the Valley Conference, and he has out-hit the number 1 hitter in the conference, his counterpart, Dalton Varsha. Plaza is 2-of-3 in the ballgame, triple, single, and a flyout, and the pitch is bounced in front of home plate, blocked there by the catcher, Dalton Varsha, and the runner does not advance. 2 outs and a runner on first base as we're in the bottom of the 6th inning. Hoodies are up. Cars passing us on Jelinek Avenue. Rain's just heavy enough for some of them to have their windshield wipers on. Plaza chops that one off the plate. Third baseline. Foul ball. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. We had a period of steady, heavy rain. And that's a little bit, it's not coming down as hard as before. And my sense is that we're going to finish this ball game out and have a regulation ball game. Plaza's out in front there, swings and misses, snap throw down to first, runner's back. That throw is almost wide of the bag. Now there are 2 strikes on Michael Plaza. In fact, there is some confusion about what the count was here. What do we got going on here? I have it at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Looks like the umpires are not all that sure of the count. the pitcher, Dylan Butkey, is halfway off the mound like he's pretty sure that it was strike three, and it's not. It's strike two. Coach Dave Langvin is looking over here. Yeah, it's one ball and two strikes. Okay. And you know what? When the pitcher leaves the ball on the mound and walks halfway to the dugout, that runner on first base should feel free to take second base. Nobody knew what the count was. One ball and two strikes. There is a runner on first. To see if Mike Plaza with his extra pitch here can do something with it. Swings and misses, and that is strike three. So Mike Plaza will complete his day at 2-for-4. The Evergreens do not score, and they leave a runner stranded at first. Last at-bat for Marshfield. We go to the top of the seventh. It's D.C. Everest 7, Marshfield 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Top of the seventh is on, and Brady Burrell is back out there trying to work a complete game with a six-run lead. Devin Zahadra, the right fielder, steps in. Burrell has missed with his first two pitches here in the innings, behind 2-0. Pitch there to Zahadra is over for a strike. Two balls and one strike. So it looks like the weather, not great today, will allow us to get a complete ball game in. The Evergreens are 3 outs away from victory. 2-1 pitch, and this has popped up in foul territory. There may be room here for first baseman Josh Merchant. He's towards the fence. Nope, can't catch him. Went over his head and landed on the warning track far down the first base line. So instead, it's just a long strike. Two balls, two strikes. Our broadcast on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com. That's our website. At the game, post your photographs to EverythingEvergreens.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest. You can also hear the play-by-play podcast, game photos, and game blogs at our website, everythingevergreens.com. And if you play both ways, don't forget everythinglumberjacks.com, content from that other team that we follow here at Fox Radio. Pitch is up high, and the count goes full 3-2, Brady Burrell working on Devin Zahadra. Colton Zahadra was the starting pitcher and stands to take the loss here unless Marshfield has a six-run rally on their final 3 outs. Brady Burrell's just kind of bouncing the ball there in front of him. Now he's back on the rubber. Batter is back in. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Popped up first baseline. Out of play over the Marshfield dugout. And just missed that car coming down Jelinek Avenue. Car's just driving by, going slowly. I think a lot of drivers, if they come by, try and get a look at the scoreboard out in right field. And that ball almost bounced up onto the hood. That nice white Toyota passing here. Three balls, two strikes again. Walked him. That pitch is down low. That is the third walk that Brady Burrell has allowed against 8 strikeouts. Cameron Swanson to bat. Batter Now, the Evergreens got within 2 outs of closing out the Walsall West game before that winning tying run came around to score. Evergreens are trying to avoid that kind of dramatic finish here. 7-1 is our score, and Brady Burrell throw over to first base. No, Brady, not there. Home plate. In a 6-run game, the runner at first base is meaningless. Get the 3 outs and get the victory. Cameron Swanson has struck out in both of his plate appearances, once swinging, once looking, and he takes strike one there. Marshfield will get their top of the order to the plate in this inning. Caleb Alexander, the leadoff batter, is on deck, and Sam Klein is in the hole, the number two batter. The aforementioned Alexander is 2 of 3 at the plate. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, snap, throw down to second, they almost had him. Oh, I thought they had him at first. Devin Zahadra looked like he got back with that bag, that hand on the far side of the bag that I think he got in just ahead of the tag of first baseman Josh Merchant. It was close, I think that was the right call. 0-2 is the count to Cameron Swanson. Again, that snap throw down there from catcher Mason Hagenbusher almost caught the runner. And there's a pitch, swing and a miss. Cameron Swanson wears the collar today. He struck out on all 3 of his plate appearances. He is the 9th strikeout victim for Brady Burrell. Here comes Caleb Alexander. Evergreens Baseball, brought to you by Tulusty & Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. 1 out and a runner on. Top of the 7th, this is Marshfield's last at-bat. The Evergreens are winning 7-1. And here's Brady Burrell's pitch. Off-speed pitch does not drop in. Caleb Alexander led off the game with a triple. Singled back in the 3rd inning and scored Marshfield's only run, but his last plate appearance was a groundout. A nice play by Evers shortstop Alex Kell, who went deep in the hole to retire Caleb Alexander, who's got some speed. Out in front of that off-speed pitch and fouls it away. It's 1-1. Again, this is our only game today on Fox Sports Radio. The Walsall East Lumberjacks have this Thursday off. The Lumberjacks play tomorrow at Holman. You'll hear that game starting at 4:45 here on Fox Sports Radio. Tom King, voice of the Lumberjacks, will be hitting the road again. You know what? I'm looking at our schedule. Next week, next Thursday, I will be taking Tom's place for a Lumberjacks game. See how all the Walsall East fans handle that. There's a bouncing ball, hard hit off Brady Burrell's glove and in the infield. It's going to be, I believe, an infield hit. That was hard hit back to the box. And Caleb Alexander is 3 for 4 for the ball game, and with 1 out, Marshfield has men on 1st and 2nd. For Sam Klein. If Tom King has a previously scheduled event, I think that's the way to put it. Tom King has concert tickets that he bought before the baseball schedule was out. I understand that his wife would make him sleep on the couch more often than she normally does if the concert somehow went by the wayside. First ball hitting, Sam Klein pops it up on the infield. Second baseman, Nathan Sleaford, makes the catch, and that's the 2nd out. Sam Klein finishes the day 0-for-4. So next Thursday, a week from today, yours truly becomes the voice of the Lumberjacks for a one-time-only appearance. I'll be traveling up to Menominee for a non-conference game, so that'll be fun. Ballpark that I've never seen before. And, of course, next Thursday is a game, a day when the Evergreens are not scheduled to play. So that'll be fun. Make up for some of the games that got rained out or postponed and not rescheduled from earlier in the season. Marshfield is down to their final out, and we get to see Dalton Varsho for one more time. Pitch to Varsho is up high. That's a ball. I mean, should Dalton Varsho go yard, that would make it 7-4. And Varsho has the power to do just that. He is 0-for-2, a walk, strikeout, and a fly to center field. Varsho's got the bat on his shoulder, that kind of unusual hitting approach. Pitch there to Brady Burrell is down low, 2 balls and no strikes. And, you know, Brady Burrell might be willing to work around Varsho here, even though if you give him the free pass or pitch around him and let him walk, you would be loading the bases. But there are still 2 outs, and you have a 6-run lead, so that option is open. And Varsho, again, one of those rare power-hitting left-handed batters. two balls and no strikes. If Burrell's going to try and get the out here, he's got to come in with a fastball. The fastball is up high, three balls and no strikes. Should Varsho reach, the designated hitter Jack Donahue would bat, and Donahue is 0 for 2 with a walk. Top of the seventh, and the Evergreens are one out away from ending this three-game losing streak. Here's Brady Burrell's pitch down low, and he has walked Dalton Varsho for the second time this game. That is the fourth walk allowed by Brady Burrell. Now the bases are loaded with Marshfield Tigers. And again, with the six-run lead, you don't have to be cute here. You can throw strikes to Jack Donahue, and, you know, anything that he hits anywhere does not beat you. And, of course, you have the opportunity of him making an out and ending the ballgame. So the strategy here should be, let's throw strikes to Jack Donahue. Two outs, bases loaded, Evergreen's up by six, and the first pitch is a strike. That's exactly what you want to do here. And Brady Burrell's fastball found the outside corner. I thought Burrell got tired and was laboring on the mound in the seventh inning of the last game. They let him work in the seventh here because his pitch count is low. He's allowed only five hits. And Brady Burrell gets a chance at a complete game. No balls, one strike. Off-speed pitch popped up, and this should bring the game to an end. Center fielder Wyatt Brown is coming in, makes the catch, and congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They've defeated Marshfield 7-1. Bringing a three-game losing streak to an end. We'll be back with our recap after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreens got their second Valley Conference win of the season, defeating Marshfield 7-1. Brady Burrell improves to 4-1 on the season. He works a complete game, giving up just one run. Brady Burrell's pitching line, he allowed five hits over his seven innings. The one run he gave up was earned. Brady Burrell with a season-high nine strikeouts and five walks. A really nice pitching performance for Brady Burrell. Colton Zahadra takes the loss. He worked five innings. He allowed eight hits and seven runs. Six of them were earned. Zahadra did not strike out anyone. He walked one Evergreen, and he committed a balk back in the first inning that allowed a run to score. The Evergreens got another nice day from Michael Plaza. Two for four, a triple, a single, and a run batted in. The Evergreens also had Alex Kell with a multiple hit game. He was two for three. The Evergreens got the lead early in this ballgame. They had two runs in the first inning and then had a big five-run second inning where they sent 10 men to the plate. The Evergreens did not score after that, but they did not need it. Marshfield's lone run came on a wild pitch after a single to Caleb Alexander, who finished the ballgame 3-4. So with the victory, the Evergreens improved to 4-6 overall. Should the Evergreens have lost today, they would have fallen to last place in the Valley Conference standings, so for the time being, they keep themselves out of the cellar. Marshfield falls to 8-5 overall and 3-3 in conference play, now two full games behind first place Stevens Point. The Evergreens are off tomorrow and off for the weekend. Stevens Point comes into Simon Field on Tuesday. That game will be on tape delay. If you're coming out to see the game live, it's a 5 o'clock first pitch. We will be on the air Tuesday after the Wausau East-Wausau West game. Our broadcast time will be around 7:30 on Fox Sports Radio. Again, our final score, 7 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for the Evergreens. Marshfield, 1 run, 5 hits, and the Tigers committed 5 errors. Repeating our final score, Evergreen 7, Marshfield 1. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.
Overnights will never be the same.
Grab some dial tone.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
The guy that won the Rookie of the Year in the NBA from the worst team this side of Milwaukee, Michael Carter.